9:30 at night on Sunday, dimanche, and we have arrived. We arrived a few hours ago in Saumur in the Loire Valley. It took us about 3 hours, I guess, to drive out from Carnac in Brittany. And when we arrived, it was gloomy and overcast, and all of the buildings in this place are made out of something called Truffaut stone. It's very, it's a bit like York stone, makes it look very yellow and dry. So it was very unappealing when we arrived, but we wandered down into the town, turned left out of the hotel over a stupendously long bridge over the Loire, which is just an incredible sight. But nothing compared to the sight we had when we came back. So we went, we had dinner, and obviously it's France, so I've just had some of the best food I've had in a long, long time, and some of the best wine I've had in a long time here. But it's getting dark, but it's balmy here. In Brittany, it was hot in the day, but it's windy at night, coming off the beach, off the sea, off the Atlantic, so it was getting a bit cold. But here, it's balmy still. I know it's cold in England, but I don't know how they're sustaining it out here. It's balmy. But as we came back, we just had to sit spellbound on the banks of the Loire, which is very wide here, looking at the lights tinkling on the other side of the river, and just taking in just the magic of a large amount of scooters caning it down the main thoroughfare of Saumur that I'm looking out at over from the hotel window. But just soaking up the total deep magic of France. I've just forgotten how much I adore this place. There's something about France that's just, you know what I mean, if you've been here. It sinks into your skin. And it has a velvet magic to it. So the next few days, total contrast from the kind of sea dog, salty, boaty atmosphere of Carnac, we're going to go and check out some magic castles, some chateaux, and before we make our way to Montparnasse on Thursday. C'est bon.